This is VOA News via remote. I'm McNeil. Cybersecurity teams continue working feverishly to stem the impact of the single biggest global ransomware attack on record. Some details continue to emerge about how the Russia-linked gang responsible breached the company whose automated network management software was the conduit. Thousands of victims have been identified and at least 17 reported. The FBI says the scale of the attack means it may not be able to respond to each victim individual. The attack comes less than a month after Biden pressured Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing safe haven to Revel and other ransomware gangs. Demolition crews set off explosives to bring down the remaining portion of a collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition late Sunday was key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse, and even expected to open new areas of rescue to work in. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the disaster. So far, rescuers have recovered the bodies of 24 people, with 121 missing. Search efforts were suspended Saturday to allow demolition crews to drill holes for the explosives needed to bring the building down. And concerns had mounted that the damaged Surfside building was at risk of falling on its own. The approach of Tropical Storm Elsa added to those concerns. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden celebrated the second July 4th holiday of the coronavirus pandemic by declaring that America is coming back together. Service members and first responders were among more than 1,000 guests at a White House event Sunday, marking the nation's birthday. Biden highlighted the success of the vaccination campaign he has championed, but also warned that the fight against COVID-19 is not over. To the millions yet to be vaccinated, the president said getting your shots is the most patriotic thing you can do. More than 200 Americans will die each day from COVID-19. A more infectious variant of the virus is spreading very rapidly. Cuba has evacuated 180,000 people amid fears that Tropical Storm Elsa could cause heavy flooding as it passes over the island Monday, battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least 3 people. The Cuban government opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops after most of the storms, which was offshore Sunday night, moving along Cuba's southern coast. And it's the forecast to cross central Cuba on Monday. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade, where the high-rise condominium collapsed last week. The Vatican says that Pope Francis has reacted well to planned intestinal surgery at a Rome hospital. In a statement late Sunday, a Holy See spokesman says the 84-year-old Francis had several anesthesia during the surgery necessitated by a narrowing of the sigmoid portion of the large invasive species. The Vatican gave little detail about his condition. Spokesman Matteo Bruni says they didn't know how long the surgeries lasted or would give them other details about the procedure. Bruni also did not know for how long the Pope was unconscious under anesthesia or how long Francis is expected to stay in the hospital. Francis is expected to convalesce in a special 10th floor suite reserved for by the people. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll